This is 1600 AM KRVA, Cockrell Hill, Dallas.
Cảm ơn quý vị vẫn giữ làn sóng 1600 AM và sau đây Phượng Vi mời quý vị đến với chương trình Mấy Dặm Sơn Khê cùng với anh Phan quan trọng của buổi trưa ngày hôm nay và một vị khách rất đặc biệt. Sẽ nhường lại cho anh Phan quan trọng giới thiệu đến vị khách này đến thính giả của Đài 1600 AM. Phượng Vi xin được chào anh Phan quan trọng.
Chào cô Phượng Vi và xin thân chào quý thính giả của chương trình Mấy Dặm Sơn Khê. Dạ thưa quý vị, hôm nay chúng tôi có một vị khách rất là đặc biệt, đó là ông đạo diễn Fred Koster. Hai năm trước, ông Fred đã từng đến thành phố của chúng ta để mà gây quỹ và làm cuốn phim chúng tôi gọi là Two Our Eyes, có nghĩa là cái nhìn về cuộc chiến Việt Nam qua con mắt của người miền Nam. Và thưa quý vị, hôm nay chúng tôi rất là hân hạnh để mời ông Fred Koster lên đây để chúng ta tìm hiểu xem cái project làm phim nó đi đến đâu. Hello Fred, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, John. Thank you, man. And thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, wonderful. It's great to hear from you. You and I talk often, you know, almost like on a weekly basis about a project. But a lot of our audience out there haven't heard from us. So I would like first of all, welcome you to the show. Secondly, I guess you are going to have some big news to share with us today, would you?
Oh, yes, big news. Big news. All right. And of course, we're going to talk about that a little later on. But yeah, this is very excited, and we're closing in on the release of the film, which will happen in April.
Oh, wonderful! Thưa quý vị, ông Fred vừa cho biết là cái chương trình làm phim đã sắp xong và chúng tôi trong khi nói chuyện với ông Fred, chúng tôi sẽ vừa nói chuyện tiếng Anh và tiếng Việt để quý vị nếu mà không nghe kịp tiếng Anh thì có thể hiểu được câu chuyện. Hey Fred, this is surely a great news. But before going to the movie release plan and everything, let us talk about the reason and the process of making this, to me, is a very important documentary film. You know, from the start. Why do you Canburn movie, the Vietnam War, was the reason that you decided to make this movie?
Well, first of all, the story itself is incredible. The history of the South Vietnamese people. Because as you know, there's so much tragedy, but also there's so much inspiration. I mean, it's an incredible story, but I guess most of all, Trong, is the story has never really reached mainstream America. And it's unbelievable to me how victims can be blamed. And I think a lot of the Hollywood movies, including Ken Burns, the South Vietnamese people were victims in this, in this war, and how they'd been displayed has been outrageous. So I want to tell your true story, and also I want the younger generation of Vietnamese to know their parents and grandparents' true story so they can be really proud.
Oh, thank you for doing that. Kính thưa quý vị, ông Phát vừa cho biết là cái lý do mà ông làm cuốn phim này đó. Là tại vì ông thấy cái lịch sử của người miền Nam phải nói là quá đau khổ nhưng mà cũng rất là hay và đặc biệt là ông thấy rằng phải đưa ra cái sự thật về cái câu chuyện của người miền Nam, nhất là cho những thế hệ trẻ, những thế hệ người Việt Nam tị nạn của chúng ta không biết đến cuộc chiến Việt Nam. So Fred, after months of research into this project, what do you learn about Vietnam War and especially the struggle to protect the Republic of Vietnam? At the time, it's very young democracies and freedom.
I apologize. Your last couple of sentences you broke up on me. Could you repeat those?
Sure. I say that what do you learn basically from this project? I mean, from the from the South Vietnamese point of view in terms of protecting our freedom?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think as a community, and I love being part of this, and also I want to, everyone listening, I want to thank you all for allowing me to make this. No, this is a very community-driven film, and I've worked very hard to do my best to express your history and your thoughts on what you went through. I want everyone to know that the last 2 years in making the film has been really an incredible adventure, Trong. We were on a quest to capture all these stories from the survivors of the war, and it was quite a quest, and now we have quite a library of interviews. We ended up taking about 30 different filming trips. That's 30 different filming trips we took to do this. And as you know, we filmed from coast to coast, L.A., New York, Manhattan. And we also went over to Paris, France. So we really captured a lot of people. In all, we interviewed about 100 people.
Wow. So, kính thưa quý vị, ông Pat, thứ nhất là ông cảm ơn chúng ta đã mời ông để mà làm một phim này. Thứ hai nữa là ông... Trong cái khi mà ông đi tìm hiểu cuốn phim này đó, ông đã đi khoảng 30 cái chuyến đi khắp nơi ở nước Mỹ và kể cả nước Pháp. Và ông đã gặp gỡ khoảng 100 người mà ông đã phỏng vấn 100 người cho cuốn phim này. Và ông nghĩ đây là một cái câu chuyện mà người Mỹ cần phải nghe. So, how do you prove your point after you encounter a lot of information? Can you present some of those good examples for us?
Yes. Well, first of all, and this is something that you and I have talked many times.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to make a difference. It's not to make a film. It's to make a difference in how America looks at the South Vietnamese history. It's easy to make a film and then, you know, we all, oh, good, we're happy. But it's much more difficult to make a film that's going to make a difference in how America looks at the South Vietnamese history. And that was my goal, is to make a difference. And what we end up with, the film we have, I feel very, very confident that we are going to make a difference. We sent out private screeners that were very limited because I didn't want anything reaching to the public until we do our regular big release. But I sent our film to a number of American historians, American Vietnam veterans, and also people in the academic world, teachers, history, you know. And the feedback that we've gotten has been overwhelmingly positive. I mean, overwhelmingly. And these are the people that we want to change their minds. I had one very notable person told me that it was the best Vietnam War documentary he ever saw. And then another historian, a very renowned person, what he told me is, Fred, I learned so much in your film. And that was the greatest compliment that I could have gotten, you know, someone like him, that we presented information that that he didn't know. So where we're at right now is just great. And now, and again, Trong, I apologize. I don't want to talk too long. Cut me off because I know you're translating.
No. That's your show. Okay. So keep going.
Okay. Well, what I did with this film is, well, first of all, I want everyone to know that making a film, I mean, it's a challenge in itself. Making a film like this is a very complicated film with so many life stories and so much history, and we have to get it down to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. That it was an incredible challenge. And then how do we put it all together so at the end of the film, people in mainstream America will look differently at the war? It was very complicated to put together. And also I had to personally go through 100 interviews. And, you know, each interview, depending on what it was, ranged from 1 hour to 4 hours. So I definitely feel I'm much knowledgeable in your history, Dale.
Right.
Yeah. But we had to piece it together. And how I pieced it together was I did this film. First of all, this isn't a typical talking head documentary, because I didn't want to do that because it would be boring, you know, mm-hmm. to see one talking head after another. So we turned it into a storyline. And hopefully the storyline the Vietnamese community will find entertaining and nice. We did up out of 100 interviews, we got 48 people in there, which is incredible. You know, we got 48 interviews inside of 2 hours while still making entertaining and so on. But what I did is I presented this as a court case. You know, like I'm representing the South Vietnamese people in court. That's why we had eyewitnesses accounts. But as you know, we also have secret document, government documents that have never been released before. We have secret United Nations documents that have never been released before. They've been hidden. The U.S. government has purposely hidden these, and the U.N. has purposely. And they're all in your favor. It tells the truth of the Vietnam War. And also, I got collaborating witnesses, which were American veterans, to collaborate your stories that, yes, we have a very famous person from the CIA, which you know, you know. And so basically, it's a court case. And I think we presented our case to the American people that will be very effective and will change their mind. And the small sample I went to, you know, if that's indicative of mass, I mean, I think we have something very special, and you know, something that, I, you know, like I said, this is for mainstream America, but I hope the South Vietnamese community also really likes it.
Right. I bet that this is such a learning process for you too. Anh kính thưa quý vị, ông Phát vừa hỏi trả lời cái câu hỏi của chúng tôi bằng rất là dài, nhưng chúng tôi xin tóm tắt như thế này là khi mà ông làm cái cuốn phim này gần xong đó, thì ông cho rất là nhiều người xem, trong đó có những người nghiên cứu về lịch sử, những người thầy giáo, thì hầu như mọi người đều khen cái cuốn phim của ông. Và đặc biệt đó là đây là một cuốn phim mang tính thời sự lịch sử, nhưng mà ông cố gắng ông lồng trong đó là một cái câu chuyện để cho người xem, nhất là cái người Hoa Kỳ, họ không có cảm thấy giống như là tại vì nhìn xem phim thật sự nhiều khi nó hơi buồn nản, nhưng mà cái phim của ông đó, nó vừa là cái story mà vừa là thời sự. Và thứ hai nữa là ông có rất là nhiều người quan trọng đã đóng góp cái phim này, trả lời phỏng vấn. Trong hơn 100 người mà ông phỏng vấn đó, thì ông sẽ trình chiếu khoảng 43 cái cuộc interview trong cái cuốn phim này, mà trong nó có những người từng làm cho CIA, từng có những cái nghĩa vụ trách vụ quan trọng trong cuộc chiến Việt Nam. But here, Fred, this is my question, okay? When you see Ken Burns' movie, you can see that it's very one-sided. They focus on the folks from North Vietnam and the folks that who didn't like Vietnam War. My question for you is, did you invite people from other sides, like people from North Vietnam, used to be a North Vietnam soldier, to be interviewed on this film?
Yes, we did. Yes, we have interviewed people from the North, and they gave their opinion, and they're very frank. And I think the audience will love to hear from them what they say. But again, they talk very positive of South Vietnam, and they're very sorry about the situation. But their stories are very moving and tells a little bit about the other side. Also, yes, you know, Tron, Ken Burns, I watched, I had to turn it off. I couldn't take it anymore.
Exactly.
Because, oh, Tron, it was, Tron, it's like, what I can't understand, anybody that has a heart, how can you have a heart, how can you have any empathy and make a film like that, that purposely distorts, you know? We have really, I want the audience to know, we have really important information in our film that has never been released before, ever. And it's been purposely hidden from the world to make the South Vietnamese look bad. And, you know, this is information that Ken Burns could have put in his film, but he didn't. There's a lot of it. There's a famous broadcast that's in our movie by Walter Cronkite, who was the most famous newsman probably during that time. And, you know, Trong, he's saying how great the Arvin was, you know, the South Vietnamese military, you know, how they fought heroically. He
right.
said how the Viet Cong were expecting the people of the South to rate the right, but he said no. He said that the Viet Cong was a total defeat for the Viet Cong. that they didn't succeed at all, and that the people were behind the South Vietnamese government. This is Walter Cronkite, and this is a broadcast that I found during my research. I did massive research. It took so much time. I went to the UN. I went to the National Archives in Washington, D.C. I traveled to different presidential libraries, Richard Nixon, Lyndon Johnson, JFK. I traveled to all these places getting this research. And there is things in our movie no one knows, because they purposely have been hidden. Because you know why? It makes the South Vietnamese look good. Plus, it presents America. Yes, it was a good fight for America to do this. And it galls me. If someone calls themselves a historian, Trong, and they know this material is in there, but they don't put it in. I mean, it's right there. And what I hate about Ken Burns, and I got to be careful, as you can tell, I'm getting emotional, but if you want to call yourself an unbiased historian, you don't neglect both sides. And that's what he did. What he did, as I found out, I talked to a South Vietnamese reporter. This is in Paris, during the war, right? And he said that the American media, for the most part, relied on Vietnamese media, you know, people in the Vietnamese media, for what was happening in the war. But unfortunately, some of them were communists. They were communist spies. So they were reporting. Now what they did, what he told me, Trong, what they did was very clever, is that they would not lie to the American media, but they would only give them select information about what was happening in the war. Like if something was bad that South Vietnam lost about, they would report that. But what they did, he said, is that they would neglect the good side, the good information. So the only information they were giving to the American media was the bad, you know, the bad information, neglecting all the good things. And it's very clever, because you can't really say you're lying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Ken Burns did. He neglected a lot of history. So when you look at his film, you can't say, well, you're lying. You know, even though he did, but you can't come out and say, well, you're lying. What he did is he just didn't include the good things about South Vietnam. And to me, that is the same as lying. And then during different parts of the movie, he stated things that were opinion, but presented them as fact. Yeah. And I'll give you an example for that. One of the major causes of why South Vietnam lost your country is the stoppage of foreign aid from America to South Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And also the promise that if the communists broke the treaty, that we would go to, you know, come over and help. Now, in Ken Burns' movie, he said most of America, I think he even said almost all America, was behind stopping the foreign aid to South Vietnam. Now, he stated that in his movie, okay? That's an opinion. That's not a fact. Now, maybe most of Congress did want to stop the aid because that's what happened. Congress voted. But you can't state that most of America wanted to stop the aid to South Vietnam. That's an opinion. That's not a fact. But it's presented there, and then someone watching goes, oh, all the American people wanted to stop the aid. That was not true at all. I mean, that's it. But you know, again, I don't mean to ramble on because I know you got to translate. But Ken Burns, I think, was a motivating factor for me to do the film. I think it's a motivating factor for the Vietnamese community to get together to support making this film. So I think his was a catalyst. It was unreal. And also, I want everyone to remember, I think we talked about this, but you know, this is kind of like David and Goliath, you know,
right.
The big fight. And David was a little guy. Goliath was a big guy. And no one thought that David had a chance, and he won. And we're to David, but we have the greatest weapon, and that's the truth. And right. that's our slingshot, the truth. But the big thing with everyone listening here is that, I hope everyone likes the film. I worked hard, and I did do my best. And I hope everyone likes it. But the big thing is everyone, whether it's you know, our group or anybody's group, we got to continue telling the truth of the Vietnam War, and you got to start reaching mainstream America. You know, I see a lot of people with these group chats that are talking among each other, but you know, if you're talking among each other, you're not being effective. You know, maybe it's good because you're stress release, but we got to start telling mainstream America. And this film, you know, like I said, was made to reach mainstream America.
John, I agree with you. And this gave us a opportunity and a weapon to really challenge people like Ken Burns. And like you said, I mean, half of the true cannot be the true. Half of a loaf of bread will be the loaf of bread, but half of the true cannot be. Thưa quý vị, ông đã nói rất là nhiều về ông Campbell là cái người làm cái phim Vietnam War, History of Vietnam War, dựa trên những cái tài liệu thiếu sự thật và đưa ra những cái hình ảnh rất là không trung thực và thiếu lương thiện, cũng như là đưa ra những sự sai sót của người dân Việt Nam hoàn toàn là sai lạc. Đó chính là lý do mà ông Fred Koster đã muốn làm cái cuốn phim này để mà nói lên tiếng nói của chúng ta, một tiếng nói lương thiện. Chẳng hạn ông đưa ra cái câu chuyện của ông Walter Cronkite. Khi mà ông Walter Cronkite ở Việt Nam thì ông khen cái người binh sĩ Việt Nam, nhưng mà khi ông về Mỹ này thì đài truyền hình Mỹ chỉ có chiếu cái cảnh ông chê cái tình hình chính sự ở Việt Nam để chứng tỏ là cái sự thiếu lương thiện của những người làm truyền thông trong quá khứ. So you brought up a story of a giant and we just a little guy with very limited resources in this movie, and I know that Ken Burns have $30 million and have 10 years to accomplish what he can put together. So how do we win this war? I guess that we have to continue to make to put in a lot of effort like this Through Our Eyes movie, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think what you're saying is right, and it's almost what's happening, as you know, in the Battle of America that's happening right now. But I want everyone listening to understand is that we have the truth, and that's the most important weapon in what we're doing. Because we don't have to make up stories. You don't have to try to, you know, it took, you know, Ken Burns had $30 million in 10 years. It took him that time because he had to manipulate and figure out how to present things because he wasn't presenting the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I know a lot of your audience, Tron, has been waiting for this film.
Right.
But I want to make sure everyone understands. I hope everyone understands is that this is, you know, we've been making this almost 2 years. But to really make an effective film, especially something like this, you know, this is not like a fictionalized film that you work from a script and you can get out. But it takes time. You know, Ken Burns had 10 years and he had unlimited money. You know, we have less than 2 years. And our, as you know, our budget was very, very restrictive.
Right.
So I want to thank everybody in your audience for your patience, for waiting for the film. But also for them to remember that it took a tremendous amount of research, interviews, and everything to put this together. And we had, you know, in making a film, there's always challenges. And unfortunately, as you know, last year we had the COVID challenge. So, yeah, I mean, we had a lot of challenges making it. But like anything else in life, the bottom line is the product. And like I said, I'm very happy with the product. And it's a great rebuttal against Ken Burns, a great rebuttal. Like I said, it's the only negative I heard about the film at all was that we did not present the communist side, you know, like their point of view and why they're right, you know.
A lot
but,
more.
You know, if you want to see the communist side, first of all, it's propaganda because they're not dealing in truth.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's hard for me to spend my time and put something on film that I know is not true. And all their stuff is propaganda. I mean,
and Ken Burns has done that already.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. So if people want to watch a pro-communist film, go watch Ken Burns or go watch some Hollywood movie. You know?
Right.
You know, the thing is, I didn't want to waste a minute of time. This is your story. This is from the South Vietnamese people. This, you know, this is not, you know, a communist film. And you know, like I said, this is your viewpoint. And also, it was hard cutting the movie down to 2 hours because we have so much material. Right. So what we did, Trong, is that we cover many, many topics during the movie. I want people to know that. And some of them we were able to go in depth on, others we weren't, for the simple fact that we don't have the time. But what I wanted to do was to cover as many different topics as possible, because at the end of the movie, I want America to know, oh my gosh, I didn't know all this. I didn't know this. I didn't know this. I didn't know this. One really nice remark that I've gotten from a number of different historians, veterans, and so on, is that they want, like when they hear the boat people talking or they hear the Arvin people talking, they say, I want to know more. I want to know more. I want to know more about these. And that's exactly what we want, because you know, we have plans to follow this up with more in-depth, you know, like we'll do. This movie covered a lot of topics, and what we'll do is, for the next ones, we're going to just do like go after one topic, and then that way we can go in depth, so they can really see it all. But this one is to get America interested, and also it's kind of like a slap in the face to America, saying, "Hey, guess what? You don't know the Vietnam War."
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Fred, we will turn this into a long-term project like we originally planned. I mean, we have like 100 interviews, and some interviews go into like 2-3 hours. So we will put all of these interviews on a website as a play that people can, if they want to, you know, drill in depth in that topic, they could. So my question is, so back to the $1 million question, okay, where are we now with the project? And what is, in terms of timelines and schedule, can you put out a date, an estimate timeline out there so people out there can see it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The film is finished. Where we're at right now, we're doing some final special effects to the film. And we're doing closed captioning, and also we're getting the film translated. So the film is finished, but there's still, like anything else before you release, there's going to be translation. We're going to translate it into Vietnamese, and then we're also going to translate it into French, because we want it to be an international release. So there's a number of technical things at this point that need to be done to the film. The film will definitely be released before April 30th. It'll be released in April. And what I'd like to do is come back on your show, if it's possible, at that time. And then we'll tell the audience where they can see it. Now, this film was originally made, Trong, for the movies, you know, for the theaters.
Right.
When we did Ride the Thunder, we did very well at the theaters. I mean, when we opened up, you know, we're number one at the box office on a per theater basis. We did very well, and we wanted to do something similar with Through Our Eyes, which is the name of this movie. But unfortunately, you know, we've been kind of waiting, but I don't think the theaters are going to be open in time. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen. So we are doing a different release on it, even though I wish so much, because the movie, you know, the movie is very cinematic, very beautiful, and I wanted it on the big screen. So, but hoping at home, your TV's like 70 inches, then, you know, it's kind of like going to the movies. But, but the film's done. And then, like I said, it'll be released sometime in the middle of April. I would love to come back on your show and then announce to the people the actual launch date in April, and also where they can go to see it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thưa quý vị, Fred vừa nói xong đó là cuốn phim đã gần như là hoàn tất, chỉ còn cái giai đoạn là sẽ được dịch qua tiếng Việt và tiếng Pháp, và đồng thời đó là tại vì cái mùa COVID thành thử ra ông chưa nghĩ đến cái việc là sẽ đưa cuốn phim vào những cái rạp hát lớn, là tại vì có thể cũng chưa có người dám đi xem phim bây giờ, thì đưa ra ông đang tìm cách làm thế nào mà để đưa cuốn phim này ra cho quý vị để được xem, có thể trên Netflix, có thể trên Prime. Nhưng mà thưa quý vị, ông hứa là cuốn phim này sẽ làm xong vào cuối tháng 4. Hy vọng khi mà chúng ta kỷ nhớ lại cái biến cố Quốc hận 30 tháng 4 thì chúng ta được xem cái cuốn phim Through Our Eyes. So before we go away for today, Fred, I thank you for your effort in this project. Number two, we surely invite you back several times before April. But since the project is at near completion, how do you feel now?
First of all, the film is done. The second one is, but at the closed captioning, translation, and so on is what we're doing right now. I'll tell you, making a film, especially like this, because, you know, Chong, this film means so much to so many people, and we've had so many people involved with it. And it's been a very emotional trip with a lot of challenges. And as you know, I did my very, very best to try to meet everyone's expectations, what they want in the film, and so on. And I did my very, very best. And of course, as a filmmaker, I'm the one that makes the final decisions on the final cut. And also, I want people to know that some interviews that we did not make it into the film, but mm-hmm. those interviews will be put in future projects. So I want whoever's listening to know that if your interview didn't make it into this film, we definitely are going to include it when we do the more in-depth films. But yeah, I'm really happy. It's like anything else. I mean, this is a huge project. I worked almost 2 years on it, like I said, we're doing a rebuttal against Ken Burns, who had 10 years and $30 million, and you know, we had less than 2 years, and our budget was very limited. But I think this is a great rebuttal. And I'm very, very happy. But it's like anything else. The audience will make their decision. But from everything I've seen, I feel very, very, very positive. And I want everyone listening here is that, you know, everyone do something. You know, do something to educate it. Whether you're telling your kids, you know, even if they don't want to listen, tell them about the true history and what they're learning in school is not the full truth. Do whatever you can. Put up your own website. Put up your stories. There's a lot of Vietnamese authors. Keep writing your books. Keep promoting your books. I think all of us working together, if we don't quit, if we don't give up, then we'll do it. You know, it's like, you know, you're a refugee, Trong, you guys never gave up coming. You guys went through some terrible, terrible things, but you never gave up. It was one foot in front of the other, and you made it. And now we need to do again. You need to do the same thing and bring in your story to America and the world. And we'll do it. We'll absolutely do it.
That's wonderful advice. Thank you, sir. And thưa quý vị, vừa rồi ông Phát mới chia sẻ cái tâm tư của ông về cái việc là kêu gọi mỗi người Việt chúng ta bằng tất cả khả năng của mình. Hãy viết xuống, hãy làm cái gì để cho thế giới biết cái câu chuyện của người Việt Nam của chúng ta. Và thưa quý vị, vừa rồi chúng tôi có buổi nói chuyện rất là lý thú với ông Fred Custer, là đạo diễn của phim Ride the Thunder, chúng tôi gọi là phim Cưỡi Ngọn Sấm, đã trình làm mấy năm trước và có hiện nay có trên Prime và trên Netflix, và hiện nay ông đang làm cuốn phim thứ hai là phim Through Our Eyes, và ông hứa là sẽ ra mắt quý vị vào cuối tháng 4. Một lần nữa xin cảm tạ quý vị và hẹn tái ngộ với quý vị trong những chương trình kế tiếp. Thank you, Fred. We'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Great. Trong, thank you.
All right.